From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Security forces in Yemen killed at least two suspected al-Qaeda militants and wounded two others north of the capital today in a crackdown on elements thought to be linked to security threats that prompted the shutdown of the U.S. and British embassies there. Both embassies remain closed today, and several other nations restricted public access to their embassies. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. embassy will reopen only when security conditions permit.
We see global implications from the war in Yemen and the ongoing efforts by al-Qaeda in Yemen to use it as a base for terrorist attacks far beyond the region.
Richard Haass, head of the Council on Foreign Relations, a private research center, says he believes Yemen will always be linked to terrorism.
Think of this as like fighting disease. Yes, you every once in a while you make some progress, but you never eliminate the virus. We're not going to eliminate Yemen as a place where the virus of terrorism exercises itself.
Haass was on CBS's The Early Show. The Transportation Security Administration is requiring tough new screening measures starting today for air travelers headed to the U.S. from 14 countries that have significant terrorist activity, countries that include Yemen and Nigeria, where officials are bristling at the new restrictions. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has more from the Nigerian capital.
Information Minister Dora Akunyili questioned Washington's stricter screening requirements for Nigerians after the failed Christmas Day airline bombing blamed on Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, who's Nigerian.
It is unfair to include Nigeria on the U.S. list because Nigerians do not have terrorist tendency. Abdulmutallab's act was a one-off thing. He was not influenced in Nigeria. He was not recruited or trained in Nigeria. He was not supported whatsoever in Nigeria.
The minister told a news conference that 150 million Nigerians were now facing discrimination because of the alleged actions of a 23-year-old individual who she said had developed radical views outside Nigeria. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.
A gunman with a shotgun hidden under his jacket walked into the lobby of the federal courthouse in Las Vegas today. He then opened fire, killing a court security officer and seriously wounding a deputy U.S. Marshal. The gunman fled with authorities in pursuit. The sound of gunfire echoed through the downtown area, as recorded by a bystander, Nicholas Gramenos. FBI spokesman Joseph Dickey answered questions from reporters at the scene.
Did the gunman have a criminal history?
We're not releasing that at this time.
Do you have any ideas about a possible motive?
Not at this point. We don't believe it's terrorist-related at all. It looks like a lone criminal act.
The courthouse also has offices for Nevada's two U.S. senators, but neither was there at the time. Wall Street today, just before the close, the Dow was up 158 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Most of the nation is in the grip of unusually cold weather today. Bob Orovec is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
The whole air mass is unusually cold, and the temperatures are below average across a good part of the country.
Orovec says even farmers in Florida are bracing for a possible freeze tonight. There have been some mixed signals on the health of the U.S. economy today. Manufacturing activity grew last month, but construction spending was down for the seventh straight month. NPR's Tamara Keith has details.
A Commerce Department report finds construction spending in November hit its lowest level in more than 6 years. It fell 0.6%, pushed down by a sharp drop in private home building. Even spending on public construction projects fell in November. But it was a different story for the manufacturing sector. An index of national factory activity released by the Institute for Supply Management showed U.S. manufacturing grew in December for the fifth straight month. The index hit its highest point since April of 2006, registering at 55.9. A reading above 50 indicates expansion. Both new orders and production were up. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Music and fireworks punctuated the grand opening ceremonies in Dubai today for the world's tallest skyscraper. Dancers performed and skydivers parachuted from the tapering 160-story structure, which is more than a half mile tall. On a clear day, people looking out from top floor windows can see for 60 miles. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.